This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, October 22nd, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. What changes are needed to the way we gather foreign intelligence? Cato Institute adjunct scholar Tim Lee says the Bush administration's expansive view of executive authority in that area is troubling. And even legislation now pending before Congress doesn't do enough to provide judicial oversight of President Bush's wiretapping efforts.
FISA is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It was legislation that was passed in the wake of Watergate that governed the rules for engaging in surveillance for national intelligence activities on U.S. soil. The Constitution doesn't place any limits on genuinely foreign surveillance that takes place outside the United States borders. But if the FBI or the NSA or somebody is engaging in surveillance of spies or terrorists or somebody inside the United States, they can get a warrant from this special FISA court. The process is sort of secret. It's an expedited process so that they can get these warrants very quickly. But it's what governs the intelligence gathering activities within the United States.
To what extent can law enforcement go back and get a FISA warrant after they have begun executing wiretaps?
That's a good point. One of the important provisions of FISA, which I think raised a little bit of concern from civil libertarians at the time, but there's some good arguments for it, is that it allows retroactive warrants where an intelligence agency can go out and begin the wiretap and then within 72 hours go to this special FISA court and get court approval. And that obviously, in cases where you have an emergency, where you've got some foreign power you want to, you know, get information about right away, that can expedite the intelligence gathering activities.
But Alberto Gonzalez, didn't he argue that that itself was even too restrictive?
He does. The Bush administration essentially seems to believe that any time the president designates some particular intelligence gathering activity as a matter of national security, they seem to pretty much believe that they should be able to conduct that sort of eavesdropping with no external oversight. That's really what the Democrats are looking at in Congress right now.
Now, what did Congress pass earlier this year?
In August, they passed legislation called the Protect America Act, and it was passed in the final hours of Congress before they adjourned for their August recess. I believe the legislation was introduced on a Thursday, passed by the Senate on a Friday, passed by the House on the Saturday, and then they all went home. And it was really the White House really had a sophisticated PR campaign. You know, basically arguing that if the Democrats didn't pass something in the next 48 hours, that they were going to be, that Americans' lives would be at stake. And the Protect America Act gave very broad powers to the Bush administration to engage in warrantless surveillance of within the United States borders. The one silver lining to it was that they did include a 6-month sunset, so that those increased powers will expire in February.
Now, Congress is currently considering something to replace the Protect America Act, and you say that it's probably better for civil liberties than what was passed in August.
That's right. Relatively speaking, it's a less egregious violation of the Constitution than the Protect America Act was. And the fundamental impetus for this legislation was the Bush administration argues that you have cases where you have two foreigners calling each other, but because of the way the global telecommunications infrastructure works, that call will often get routed through the United States, and the NSA obviously would like to be able to tap those phone calls as the information passes through American infrastructure, and there was some question about whether the FISA process required a warrant before you could do that, and so the impetus for passing new legislation was to clarify FISA that as long as both ends of a communication were overseas, the domestic courts didn't have to be involved. But the Protect America Act went far beyond that and also allowed for eavesdropping when one end of the conversation was in the United States. The legislation that the Democrats are now considering in Congress has more controls, but it still does not include individualized warrants for cases where you're surveilling, where you're tapping the phone or intercepting the email of people on American soil. I think there's nothing fundamentally wrong with the process that's in place right now. I mean, the basic principle is if the government wants to intercept the communications of American citizens or legal residents on American soil, there needs to be some court oversight that looks at each individual target of surveillance as opposed to just approving a generalized process. And so it's not clear to me that other than clarifying this issue that you don't need a warrant to wiretap between two foreigners, it's not clear to me that any major changes are needed to the FOIA legislation. There might be some minor tweaks in terms of the administrative details of how the warrants are applied for and so forth. But the principle has to be that a judge, an independent magistrate, has to have oversight over the activities of the executive branch that is individual to each person whose communication is being intercepted.
Tim Lee is an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You can make a donation to the work of the Cato Institute at our website, cato.org.